Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Boston Dynamics announced Stretch, a new robot designed to move boxes in warehouses that it hopes to deploy commercially in 2022. Stretch has a square mobile base on wheels that uses a robotic arm with a suction pad array that can move boxes up to 50 pounds and can be operated plugged in or up to 8 hours on battery. Visa will allow the use of the stablecoin USD Coin to settle transactions on its payment network through a pilot program with Crypto.com, with plans to expand it to other partners later this year. USD Coin is pegged to the US dollar and uses the Ethereum blockchain for transactions. Arealink, a communications company that helps route text messages, announced that the major U.S. carriers will no longer be supporting SMS or MMS text enabling on their respective wireless numbers to prevent hackers being able to easily reroute a target's text. This comes after a security researcher was able to reroute text messages of a motherboard reporter using a $16 service and then break into a number of online accounts, including Postmates, WhatsApp, and Bumble. Stanford scientists Andrew Fire and Masa Shura published the mRNA sequence of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine to GitHub, which the researchers say is needed to differentiate it from other RNAs in analyzing future biomedical datasets. The researchers had FDA authorization to analyze the vaccine using small portions of doses that remained in vials after immunizations that would have otherwise been discarded. A study by Stanford University found that the Apple Watch Series 3 can determine a user's frailty, a metric used to evaluate functional mobility and exercise capacity using at-home 6-minute walking tests. The Apple Watch was able to accurately assess frailty with a sensitivity of 90% and specificity of 85% when supervised in a clinical setting. An MIT study looking at the 10 most cited datasets used to test machine learning systems found that 3.4% of data was either inaccurate or mislabeled, with the findings published at labelerrors.com. Google's QuickDraw test set, which includes user-submitted doodles, had the most errors, representing about 10% of the dataset. OpenAI announced the AI text generator GPT-3 is being used in over 300 different apps and generated 4.5 billion words per day. Companies still need to apply to access GPT-3's general API, with Microsoft signing an exclusive deal last year for unique access to GPT-3's underlying code. Xiaomi announced the €1,199 Mi 11 Ultra, featuring a 1.1-inch 450-nit OLED display on the back that can be used as a selfie viewfinder or to view notifications. Other upgrades over the standard Mi 11 include a larger 5,000 mAh battery and an improved camera array with a larger 50-megapixel main sensor, 48-megapixel ultrawide, and a 5x periscope telephoto. Over the weekend, two malicious commits to add a backdoor were published to the official PHP Git repository, meant to look like a minor typo correction that appeared to be signed by PHP maintainers Rasmus Lierdorf and Nikita Popov. Popov said the commits were reverted as part of a post-commit code review, with the project planning to decommission its own Git server and moving to GitHub permanently to avoid the issue again. IBM launched the first developer certification for programming quantum computers. The IBM Quantum Developer Certification will focus on the open source Qiskit SDK and is the first of a series of planned quantum certifications. Sony closed the browser-based version of the PlayStation Store that could still be used to buy PS3, PSP, and PlayStation Vita games, although the PS Store is still available on those consoles to make purchases. Sony updated the browser-based PlayStation Store last year to only list PS4 and PS5 games, but region-specific links had allowed access to that older version. And finally, the Lights Photographica auction house will list a prototype Leica camera designed by Johnny Ive and designer Mark Newsom for auction in June, with a starting bid of 100,000 euros. This prototype was created during the development of the one-off Leica M for Red camera, sold at a charity auction in 2013 for $1.8 million. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.